The Public Affairs Research Council has come out against a bill that would keep private the income college athletes receive in revenue sharing agreements with public universities because they say the revenue sharing agreements use public money and citizens have a right to see how public money is spent. Lafayette Representative Temi Chasson authored the bill and says it would protect student athletes from becoming a target. The bill passed House Education with no one voting against it, but Homer Representative Beryl Amade expressed concern.
This is really broad, and I'm concerned that we're expanding confidentiality so much that we're losing necessary transparency.
LSU Health New Orleans releases its plan to end cervical cancer within the next 10 years.
The Bayou Blueprint consists of three pillars. Dr. Donna Williams, the associate director of the LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, says the first one is prevention through the HPV vaccine.
Virtually all cervical cancers are caused by HPV infections, and the vaccine is extremely effective.
The others are early detection and treatment. The current rate of cervical cancer in Louisiana is 8.9 per 100,000. Dr. Williams says the goal by 2035 is to reduce that to below 3 per 100,000.
It then becomes so rare that we consider it eliminated.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Easter is typically the biggest weekend of the year for crawfish, and Crawfish App co-founder Lainey King says you can expect to pay about $3.50 a pound for live crawfish and just over $6 a pound for boiled. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.